This week in West Virginia history, on February 27, 1869, West Virginia's first governor, Arthur Borman, resigned as the state's chief executive to take a seat in the U.S. Senate. Daniel D.T. Farnsworth, president of the Senate, stepped in to fill Borman's role, becoming West Virginia's second and shortest-serving governor since Borman resigned just before the end of his term. 5 days after Farnsworth became governor, the state's newly elected governor, William Stevenson, replaced him. Farnsworth, though, was much more than the answer to a trivia question. Before the Civil War, he was influential in business and politics in Buchanan and Clarksburg. After Virginia seceded from the Union, Farnsworth served in the Second Wheeling Convention and helped lay the groundwork for the state of West Virginia. A fiery Unionist, he once told Confederate soldiers in Philippi that he would prefer for them to shoot him than to remain silent about the Union cause. After his unexceptional 5 days in the governor's office, Farnsworth returned to the state Senate, where he became an advocate of equal rights and labor and a thorn in the side of big railroad companies. For more information on Daniel D.T. Farnsworth, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by Thrasher, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thrashereng.com.